Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and thank you for joining us. My name is Elia Escobar and you're listening to Ion Houston. Today we're speaking with Mr. John Mangum, Executive Director and CEO for Houston Symphony. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
So the Houston Symphony just holds a special place in all of our hearts. If you were born and raised Houstonian like I was, I remember those field trips when I was younger to the Houston Symphony, which I absolutely love. And it's so exciting to see that there's renovation, there's new stuff coming soon. So can we talk a little bit about that process?
Yeah, so we're really excited. And you're absolutely right. I mean, so many Houstonians, the first experience is pulling up to Jones Hall on a bus and getting out and just being blown away by the building. You know?
Yeah.
You walk inside and you just say, wow. And, you know, that's a big part of this is the building was built in 1966. So it's more than 50 years old. And all of us that use the building, love the building, thought it was high time that we made a real investment in renovating so we could make sure that it has that wow factor for current and future generations. So that's what we're at the outset of is a multi-year project to renovate and improve Jones Hall really over the coming few years.
And so that those renovations kick off this summer, I believe?
Yeah, so we did some preliminary work last summer just because, you know, during the pandemic, we weren't able to use the hall as much in the summer. And so that was a good time to get started. And we, you know, move into full summer renovations this summer. And we're hoping everything will be wrapped up. I think the current plan is to finish up by the end of calendar 2024.
Oh, wow. That's great. Which is, it'll be the perfect time for the tourism for where the World Cup comes to Houston. So
exactly.
There's going to be plenty of things to do. And it's so much to offer the city of Houston. And this is a big deal for us as well here for those of us that live here. And so what kind of renovations are you working? Like, what can we expect? Can you give us a little bit of those details?
Yeah, it's really about making the building better for everybody that uses it. So
okay.
Improvements for the audience, improvements for the performers, improvements, you know, for people that work in the building. And that's really what we're looking at. So from the audience side, you know, all new seats, we're going to double the number of bathrooms, all kinds of improvements to the lobby, to the entrances, you know, just how people get into the hall, how they enjoy the hall when they're there. And then the main thing is the experience that they have in the auditorium. So those new seats, we're also making acoustic improvements. So the performances will sound better in the hall and that affects the audience, but it also affects the performers. It'll be easier for the performers to hear each other on stage and hear what kind of sounds they're making as musicians. So that's really exciting. And then some great improvements in the support for the performers backstage, you know, new dressing rooms and other improved spaces there. So really on all fronts, just making it into a better building and a building that can serve future audiences and musicians, you know, for decades to come.
You mentioned that it opened in 1966. Was that right?
Yeah.
And so like now that it's, you know, 2022, any like technological advances?
Yeah, so all kinds of things improved on the technological front. A lot of theater technology has changed. So all kinds of improvements in what we can do theatrically with the stage. You know, we're movement and such,
because I've seen a lot of that going on.
Exactly. And like putting in new hydraulic lifts that allow us to do all kinds of flexible things with the stage, you know, new kinds of lighting. New kinds of digital technology. You know, it's a very analog building. It's from 1966, right? So it's like the 8-track of concert halls, and we're gonna turn it into online streaming. That's the plan,
right? And it's and oftentimes I feel like we feel like, oh, you know, it's historic. Maybe we should just leave it. It's, you know, it's there's beauty and vintage, as they say, not old but vintage. And we're scared to take that leap. But the fact that it's updating, it's upgrading. That's very exciting as well.
Well, and we've been really thoughtful and careful about making sure that we're true to the building's original architecture. You know, it's architecturally a very distinguished building. It's one of the, I think, architectural landmarks of the city of Houston.
Yes, and for sure.
We want to make sure that we're respectful of the original architecture. So I think what people will see is not drastic changes in how it looks, but they'll see real changes in how they get to experience the building, real improvements.
Has this been like long planning, long coming? I know there's a foundation for this Jones Hall renovation project. So how long has this kind of been in the works that it's been on your minds?
So I've been here for 4.5 years, and it's been being talked about the whole time I've been here. And I know they were talking about it for years before I arrived. So I would say that in one way, shape, or form, it's been at least 10 years that there's been serious discussions and planning around the project. And we're just so excited to now be out of the starting gate and you know, finishing this race. It's really exciting.
So those renovations will take place this summer, but will it continue to stay open for the public in the meantime?
Yeah, so we'll still have performances.
Okay.
There may be some kind of pardon our dust stuff going on during the season. So, you know, places where we're doing a little construction here or there in the building, but we want to still be able to have the Symphony and Performing Arts Houston and all the wonderful visiting groups that come through. We want to make sure that they can continue to perform in Jones Hall without too much disruption.
Right. You know, living in Houston, we're used to a little bit of the construction here and there, especially on those roadways. So, you know, just to make it better, we're always all for it. So that sounds good. We're excited anyway. And then so what do we have coming up for next year, 2023? Anything this summer that, you know, people can look forward to coming to see the Jones Hall performances?
Oh, yeah. So, to make the renovation possible, the Symphony is actually over at the Hobby Center this summer.
Okay.
And I think the thing I'm super excited about, I mean, I'm excited about everything. I love everything we do, but I'm super excited. We're performing with Common the last weekend in July, and that's going to be amazing. He's been with the Symphony before.
Wow.
Incredible shows. People that came to those shows have great memories. And it's just so exciting to see that fusion of two musical genres, you know, with Common and the Houston Symphony on stage, just kind of sparks fly. So I'm really excited about that. And then next year, we have our new conductor, our new music director,
wow,
absolutely wonderful conductor from Eastern Europe, Juraj Valchua, and he's starting with the orchestra in September. And so that's going to be a wonderful season with him at the helm in Jones Hall.
Have you seen that influx of people just returning back after the pandemic? We missed it. We wanted to get out there. What was it like when you reopened once again?
Yeah, I mean, just people have been flooding back to things, and it's almost like there's too much going on,
yeah,
right? I mean, every artist who was at home and didn't perform for 2 years is on tour. Everybody's getting on a plane and going somewhere. So it's really an exciting time, and there's so much energy in our concerts right now. You know, people just, they want to be together. They
yes.
want to hear music. They want to get up and dance. They want to enjoy themselves, and we love making that happen.
Yes, for sure. We really do want to get back out there. It's like we've been cooped up for so long and just, you know, we want to be part of events and just be around other people.
Yeah, exactly.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mangum. We really appreciate the time, the invitation to head out to the Houston Symphony. So you mentioned it was open at the Hobby Center currently. How long is that going to last?
So we're at the Hobby Center through the beginning of August, and then we get back into Jones and ramp up our new season starting in September.
Awesome. Where can people get information?
HoustonSymphony.org.
HoustonSymphony.org. And once August kicks off again, I'm sure that you guys are going to have a buses full of kids out there as well. Just as I remember going to the Houston Symphony when I was younger.
50,000 of them every year. We love welcoming them to the hall.
Wow. That's incredible. And I mean, that's so awesome. Once again, if you're just now joining us, we're speaking with Mr. John Mangum, CEO, Executive Director for Houston Symphony, and letting everybody know the invitation is there, kicking off in August, HoustonSymphony.org. And of course, they're over at the Hobby Center, but we expect amazing things for Jones Hall, and we're looking forward to it.
Great. Well, thank you so much. It was really nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Once again, that's HoustonSymphony.org. Mr. Mangum, thanks once again, and have a great day. Appreciate
it. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.